Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Noir. Today is Saturday, February 11th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, It's Your Heritage to Know His Will. Our text is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 14. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. As Chris says, our opening verse was a message addressed to Saul of Tarsus, who was later known as Paul. The Lord had sent Ananias, a disciple at Damascus, to lay hands on him, and also to tell him that he'd been chosen to know the will of God. What a message! Not everyone knows the will of God. Yet, it's the most important thing in life. To please Him, you first have to know His will. Only when you know His will can you begin to fulfill it and live accordingly. That's why as a child of God, the first and most important thing you have to do is to discover what God's plan is. What He's saying to you now. And what does He want you to do? You may ask, is it really possible to know the will of God? Can one actually know His will? Absolutely. Read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9. It says, Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He had proposed in Himself, Jesus said, It's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. It's your heritage to know the will of the Father. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, the Lord also expressed His desire for you to be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You know His will from studying His word. God's word is the revelation of His will. As you study the word, the Father's heart, His thoughts, plans, and purposes are unveiled to you. His light will dawn in your heart as truth unveils. Then you understand God's way of thinking and are synchronized with Him. Glory! Please say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the enlightenment that has come to my spirit through your word. As I meditate on the Word and fellowship with the Spirit, my spirit is enlightened and I have insight into mysteries and secrets. I'm guided by your wisdom to fulfill my glorious call in Christ. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 12, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, and Luke chapter 8, verse 10. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, As you study the word, the Father's heart, His thoughts, plans, and purposes are unveiled to you. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolaridge.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolaridge.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, Keep making progress. God bless you.